and the glittering lagoon. The green light and the glossy patches of sunshine played over their befouled bodies. At length, Ralph got up and went to the conch. He took the shell caressingly with both hands and knelt, leaning against the trunk.
"Piggy."
"Huh?
What are we going to do?"
Piggy nodded at the conch.
"You could call an assembly?"
Ralph laughed sharply as he said the word, and Piggy frowned.
"You're still chief."
Ralph laughed again.
"You are. Over us."
"I got the conch."
"Ralph, stop laughing like that. Look, there ain't no need, Ralph. What's the others going to think?"
At last, Ralph stopped. He was shivering.
"Piggy."
"Huh?"
"That was Simon. You said that before."
"Piggy."
"Huh?"
"That was murder."
"You stop it," said Piggy shrilly. "What good are you doing talking like that?"
He jumped to his feet and stood over Ralph.
"It was dark. There was that bloody dance. There was lightning and thunder and rain. We were scared."
"I wasn't scared," said Ralph slowly. I don't know what I was."
"We were scared," said Piggy excitedly. "Anything might have happened. It wasn't what you said."
He was gesticulating, searching for a formula.
"Oh, Piggy!"
Ralph's voice, low and stricken, stopped Piggy's gesture.